Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamille Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. We'll be reading a devotional from 365-day devotional, Jesus Calling, Enjoying His Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young. A portion of it. Relax in my healing, holy presence. Be still while I transform your heart and your mind. Relax in my healing, holy presence. Be still while I transform your heart and mind. Let go of the cares and worries so that you can receive my presence. Let go of the cares and worries so you can receive my peace. Cease striving and know that I am God. Do not be like Pharisees who multiplied regulations, creating their own form of godliness that got so wrapped up in their own rules that they lost sight of me. Even today, man-made rules about how to live the Christian life enslave many people. Their focus is on their performance rather than me. It is through knowing me intimately that you become like me. This requires spending time alone with me. Let go, relax, be still, and know that I am God. 1 John 3:2 says, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." That is the reading of the word on today. Today I want to talk about patience. First of all, I want to give the definition of patience, which is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. And I know right now during this COVID season, everybody's nerves are a little shot with everything that is happening within their life. But I do believe we were forced in some type of capacity that patience was either accepted or forced during COVID. And so I just want to talk and touch base with everybody just about how to be patient, how to grow from patience. But I just want to talk about people that are patient. What are the characteristics of people that have a patient spirit about them? Okay. First of all, most patient people have confidence. They are very secure within themselves. They know what they want and in their lives. They know that they want to be respected, you know, and they know how to let go and relax, especially in those heated moments. They know how to regain themselves in those vulnerable moments. They know how to sometimes be silent when truly deeply inside they might want to say something, but they know the wisdom of being patient is being silent until they figure out the whole situation. Patient people know how to wait patiently without complaining. You won't hear them complaining about every single thing that's going on in their lives or situations that might be hard. They keep pushing through. Sometimes patient people, they accept where they are at that moment, but they don't let that moment define their future. Patient people know how to make informed decisions. And once again, wisdom comes into play for those patient people. Being patient makes you overcome challenges within your life. You also have to be able to be flexible, to maneuver, to make your life a little bit easier. And sometimes maneuvering is hard, but you do it anyway. You know, frustrations come and stress comes when you're always trying to control what's going on around you, especially the things that are uncontrollable. So that's a little bit about being patient and what characteristics a patient person has. We're going to take a short break for our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk about steps to help you develop patience, especially if that's a characteristic you really want to work on. So we'll return in a minute. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamille Jones. Today, we are talking about patience. Before the break, we were talking about characteristics of a person that is patient. So right now, we're going to help you with steps on developing patience, okay? So first of all, you want to identify your triggers. You know yourself enough to stay away from the negativity that's around you. So really, truly think about what are the things that make me upset or put me in a bad mood. You want to avoid those things. And sometimes that could be family and friends getting in situations with them. So be mindful of that. The next one, stop and take a breath. We have to remember to just breathe. Take a moment for yourself. Just stop and breathe. Self-care. You know, making sure that you're staying healthy mentally, physically. And this also includes nutrition. All of it works together. So you have to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Stop and take a breath. The next would be take time to figure out your situation. I know that as, you know, Americans, we're here and we're always in the hustle and bustle and moving and, you know, going through our schedules and, you know, staying on track of our schedules day by day by day. And we have to take moments to just once again stop and breathe, but figuring out the situation and just not jumping into making indecisive choices. You know, you really want to think through the decisions that you make in life. You don't want to feel rushed, and making rushed decisions sometimes can be the downfall of different situations. So be mindful of that also. The next is try to analyze things from a different perspective from your own. And I know this is hard to do because a lot of us are so opinionated. We are set in our ways. It's either my way or the highway. But sometimes we just need to sit down and look at all the perspectives of your situation. And that kind of helps you to make a decision on what you need to really do. Really thinking wisely through that, talking through it. And that might be, you know, even talking to a friend, and be mindful who you choose to talk your situations to. You know, sometimes people can give bad decisions. So make sure that you have someone that has a sound mind and gives really good advice to talk to when you are trying to get another perspective on things. The next is become slower when reacting to things. You know, sometimes it's good to just stay still for a moment to observe what's going on around you and then just to really think about what you're going through. Sometimes silence can be the key for a period of time, you know, and sometimes saying nothing can be the best clapback to people that are nasty and disrespectful. And that's just because you don't want to give any reaction back to them on their nastiness or their disrespect. Sometimes not even communicating, being silent, not posting anything, just sitting on it and pondering it. Okay. So patience takes time. Okay. It doesn't happen overnight. This is something that you have to practice to master. And I just recommend that you just take the time to learn yourself and learn how to develop a plan and a process when you're going through situations that needs just to be patient in. Especially those challenging moments in life where you just have to really just sit still and be patient and wait on God to move. If you ever feel like you're getting rushed or pushed into something that your intuition is saying, no, do not do this, please just remember patience. Remember to take care of yourself. You matter, okay? If you're not 100%, you can't give 100% into whatever those desires are for yourself or even being a good enough person for your family and friends. You know, you want to stay 100, and that means taking care of yourself. And that also means being patient in those moments that are hectic. Okay. So I hope you learned something today about patience. You know, patience is the key to virtue. Like I said, it takes time to master, but get to know yourself and know what to not accept around you. That's half of the battle. Especially once again with those triggers. Make sure you stay mindful about the things that are around you. Your space should be treasured, and those people that want to cross the line don't deserve your attention. So make sure you know that you have that control. So once again, we would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Genesis United Inc., Samadhi Divine Medicine and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. You may give donations to www.anchor.fm/Gymnast United Inc. Or you may go to www.thegripcast.com. Please remember, if you do want to support our podcast, you can buy gymnastics accessories through www.gymnastunitedstore.org. And we have some wonderful accessories there. You can try the liquid chalk that's out right now. And also the first inspirational dowel grips. And we have other accessories with that too. So if you would like to support us, once again, go to www.gymnastunitedstore.org. Once again, thank you for supporting us each and every week. We are truly blessed, and we're thankful for you listening to us each and every week. Have a wonderful day, and just think about our subject on today, which is patience. Have a great day.